Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're almost to the weekend.
I'm freaking pumped! I've been drinking green tea all damn day!
It's time to get weird.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a little kitty cat no more.
Always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining.
I was going to ask you, who you think would win in a fight between a grilled cheese sandwich and a taco?
It's time for the Weekend Would You Rather, brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. Please drink responsibly.
Grilled cheese, but only in a fair fight. If it's prison rules, I'd take the taco.
The Weekend You Would Rather on 1080.
This is my hat now. This is totally my hat.
The Fan.
All right, we usually do our Weekend Would You Rather right now, brought to you by our great friends at Mike's Hard Lemonade. But I ask you this question. Would you rather have Neil Olshey or Damian Lillard conversation right now? Let's talk about Dame.
I'd rather talk about Dame.
Let's talk about Dame.
Yep. Let's do it.
We just got back from his press conference, Team USA training camp. Boy, there's a lot to chew on there, including good question. That was a great question because you brought up Neil Olshey's name.
Yes.
In your question.
Yes, I did. Because I think that's what this all comes back to, right? Is the franchise currently is Neil Olshey. And he is the one making the decisions.
From a leadership standpoint.
From a leadership
standpoint. Yes, yes, yes.
So he is the one making the decisions. He is the one calling the shots on free agency. He is the one who called the final shot on it being Chauncey Billups as the new head coach. Oof. And so Damian Lillard, and there's no signs, right, from Jason Quick's reporting, there's no signs that the Vulcans and or Jody Allen are in any situation where they're uncomfortable with Neil Olshey running the franchise. So if that's where the Vulcans and Jody Allen are, the question is Damian Lillard all right with that? And that was sort of what I was trying to get to of the conversations that he has had with Jody, with Neil, with Chauncey about what he feels they need to do.
And we're turning that audio around as quickly as we can. But the response to that was the best way to put it is to be more urgent. Be more urgent about our next step and how we move forward. We've made the playoffs all these years. We're not a bad team. We're a good team in a lot of positives, but we've reached that point where it's not enough. And that right there, that was a great answer to the question. And you mentioned this right when we came out of that audio or the press conference. We knew heading in Lillard was going to be very thoughtful.
Yes.
What we got was a guy who, this is not, and nothing that he's done is a snap reaction or a snap judgment. One, came out right away, squashed it like a bug. It's not true. He has not requested a trade. No firm decision on his future, though.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did say at the very end of it, he does expect himself in a Blazer uniform this year.
Yes.
Okay. He also said during that press conference there that he's always envisioned himself finishing his career in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing is turning the damn heat up on this franchise, a heat that has been needed and has not happened over the last couple of years. The reluctancy to move on from some players, the lack of accountability for poor draft picks,
mm-hmm.
it has been apparent that Neil O'Shea really hasn't been answering to anybody. Damian Lillard is now saying, I guess it's got to be me.
Yep.
And I applaud him for it.
I think his answer to that question about being a Blazer and whether he envisions himself in one next season, again, like we said, every question, every answer was very thoughtful and very like, there's no snap judgments. There's no heated emotions here. And I think what he said is very valid. I think he was very honest with everybody because he knows everybody's listening to this, right? There was 100+ media members on that Zoom call, but there was a whole lot more people tuning in. And one of the things that I've always respected about Damian Lillard, he knows who's listening, he knows his audience, and he's going to shoot you straight. And so in that question, he said, I've always envisioned myself to be a trailblazer for the entirety of my career, right? Which is so true. He has said that at pretty much every opportunity. He also said, as you grow, as you get older, you have to reevaluate your goals. You have to make sure that everything is sort of where you thought it was going to be. And I think that's a really fair spot for him to be in.
Then there was a lot that, you know, outside of being more urgent, I thought it was an interesting shot across the bow at Neil O'Shea. Later on in the presser, he was asked about, you know, I think it was Fentress. Was it Fentress's question about the roster? And he said, I don't disagree about Chauncey changes a lot, but he doesn't feel there is a championship roster here. There was a lot of, hey, I'm going to say something positive, but
with a qualifier.
And that to me highlights that those smug comments that Neil O'Shea made after Terry Stotts was fired about it's not roster construction. Mm-hmm. We all thought those were ridiculous comments that he made. You can tell it bothered Damian Lillard too.
Absolutely.
When we read the quotes from the Chris Haynes article earlier about, you know, everybody needs to look in the mirror, and he called out the front office, not just me, not just my teammates, not just this coaching staff, the front office needs to look in the mirror. This was another shot at that when he comes out and he says, you know, I don't disagree that maybe Chauncey can change our team and make us a better team. But I think if you look at us as a team, as it is, I don't see how you can say this is a championship team. We just need a new coach. That is way more damning towards Neil O'Shea's comments. And I think need to be taken like, hey, there's another warning sign, mm-hmm. right? He didn't call Neil out by name, and he's smart in doing that.
Right.
Okay, because that doesn't get you anywhere. Like, we'd all want him to say, Neil O'Shea needs to get his S together and get his butt into gear. But that doesn't do you any good.
He's also a professional. He is a professional through and through. He is a good person through and through. And so there's an element of, regardless of how upset at somebody, which this is why I think Neil O'Shea's press conference about Terry, or after Terry Stotts, mutually parted ways, was so shocking, was Terry Stotts is a really good human being. He was a really good ambassador in this city for a long time. That does not mean it wasn't time for him to go, but the way Neil treated him in that press conference is not the way to treat somebody who should be respected. And it just didn't work out. It had just run its course, right?
Yep.
And that's not who Damian Lillard is. Damian Lillard is not the kind of person who goes directly at somebody in public without having much more frank conversations in private.
So a lot of things that are coming out here, and we will have more audio. Will is feverishly working over there to get some of this audio into our system so we can bring it to you. But what remains is Damian Lillard has not requested a trade. He does not plan on requesting a trade, but he also said, I don't know what my future is. That's undecided. He said that he envisions himself being in a Blazers uniform this year. All of those things are very important. But neither side of this, the camp of, you know, Laker douche fan out there that's going, oh, he's going to be a Laker, Dame wants out. You didn't get much from there, and you shouldn't be excited. Blazer fan wanting to keep Damian Lillard, it wasn't a great day either because he was very non-committal. He's turning up the heat,
mm-hmm.
and I'm glad he's doing it.
I agree.
We'll hear from more from Lillard next. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But it's not true. You know, I'll start off the rip and say it's not true. I said the last time I spoke to you guys that a lot of things are being said, and you know, it hasn't come from me. So, number one, it's not true. And secondly, I also say that I haven't made any firm decision on, you know, what my future will be. So, there's really no need for anybody else to speak for me or report this or report that. You know, if it's something to be said, as I said the last time, I'll speak directly with my team and with Neil. So, you know, that's that.
I guess though, Damian, would you share like what goes into that decision for you then?
A lot of things go into it, but I choose not to discuss it, you know, openly. Like I said, the only people that I need to discuss that with at this moment is my team.
Well, that's Damian Lillard in his opening comments. The first thing that he said was it's not true. The trade report this morning from Henry Abbott that Damian Lillard will demand a trade from the Blazers in the next couple of days. Not true. But definitely didn't leave Rip City saying, "We's here for good. We love him."
And you know what? He shouldn't say that.
Hell no.
He shouldn't say that because he has put his name and he has dealt with it, right? Like, this is not just the first offseason for Neil Olshey of having to, with Damian Lillard here, of having to find a new head coach and navigate some waters that they have not had to in nearly a decade. This is also Damian Lillard's first time dealing with it. And you can say what you want about him putting his name behind Jason Kidd and Chauncey Billups. He put his name behind it. He dealt with the fallout of it, right? He responded to fans on Twitter. The guy keeps it 100 always. And so I think today what he's saying is, listen, I'm not blindly following anybody, right? And he's talked about that. Even the open that we play from my sit down with him 2 years ago now, which is crazy because we haven't been able to see anybody in person in forever. But even in that conversation, we talked about how he wants to be the best Blazer of all time, but that he also understands the NBA is a business. Mm. And sometimes you do not have control over things that will affect your ability to either A, win a title with a specific team, or B, stay within an organization for as long as you want to. And so I think this press conference to me was like the sort of re-upping of, yes, my plan, my dream has always been to be a trailblazer for my entire career, but I'm not blindly following an organization.
Now, when he said that, when he said, my intention in my heart is to be in a Blazers uniform my entire career, but then he went on to say, you want to win it all, but we have to be making strides to do that. Mm-hmm. That is one of those calculated comments from Lillard, in that this is something he's thought about for a long time. And he's saying, I've been consistent and clear in that message. And he has been from day one, right? You got to make strides to get there, though. And that is putting the onus on everybody else mm-hmm. in the organization. And by everybody else, look, let's cut the BS and just say that was a press conference directed at Neil O'Shea. It really was. And Jody Allen. But we know who's actually in charge of the Portland Trailblazers and their operations on the basketball side. It's Neil O'Shea. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you got to make strides, because if I want to go, it will be not because I just want to go and chase a ring somewhere. It's because I want to win, damn it. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing enough to do it.
Yep.
And that's very important. And I don't blame him one bit, because the only way that this roster won't get improved drastically is if he does this. Because Neil O'Shea sat there on, what was that, June 29th? Was that when it was?
Sure. Yeah.
Whenever the Terry Stotts firing was, it was before that. Maybe like June 19th or something.
Yeah.
But he sat there and he told us all it wasn't roster construction.
21st, maybe?
And when he told us it wasn't roster construction, we all rolled our eyes at it. Mm-hmm. We all rolled our eyes at it because we knew that wasn't true. Okay? What Lillard is doing now is saying, no, you better beef up this damn roster or I'm going to be out. And I don't blame him one bit. I don't think anybody in this city can blame him one bit, because it is not the fault of Damian Lillard. And it's not the fault of CJ McCollum or Yusuf Nurkic or any other name all the way down to TJ Leaf at the end of the bench on this roster. It's none of their faults. It is the person who orchestrated it all. He put it all on Terry Stotts. He pointed the finger. And I think what Damian Lillard did here today was way more mature than what we've seen from Neil O'Shea, which was point the finger at Terry Stotts and say it was a Terry Stotts problem, nothing else. No, 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 no. The blame should be placed a hell of a lot more spread out than just one person.
Yep. Because Terry Stotts' time in Portland, it had run its course.
Yes.
But if you think that was the only problem and the only reason the Blazers got bounced in the first round, you are mistaken.
Yeah.
It's just the truth of it.
I thought you asked a great question today. And here's Damian Lillard's response to you asking about, you know, the organization as a whole and Neil O'Shea's role in the Portland Trailblazers.
I think the best way to put it is just to be more urgent. Be more urgent about what our next step is and how we move forward. I think we have a lot of pride about, you know, we've made the playoffs all these years in a row. You know, we're not a bad team. We're a winning team. You know, we're in the playoffs every year. We got a great environment. We in a great city. You know, we have great fans. It's a lot of positives, you know, but I just think we've reached that point where it's like, okay, but it's not enough. Do we actually want to win it all? Is that what we're shooting for? And we got to do things to show that, you know, we got to, you know, put action behind that desire to win at that level. And, you know, that's been my only thing this entire time.
Remember before we had Lillard on, I said, Neil O'Shea is a good GM, right? In the regards of he can put together a good roster, but how do you make it great, mm-hmm. right? And I also I want to make it abundantly clear after I say that now, as I did then, there have been several failures that he has had, but he's put together a roster that is competitive enough to be in the top half of the Western Conference, right?
And made the playoffs for what, 8 consecutive years?
But this team needs more.
Well, and this Damian is the Lillard needs
yeah,
more.
Yeah, this is a push to get that roster. Like, and that's what Lillard is saying there. He's like, yeah, we're good, but what are we doing here? Do we want to win it all or not?
Right. And I think that's the thing, right? Like, no one has questioned that Neil Olshey can construct a roster that does well in the regular season.
Well, because you got one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, that sort of helps. So you can finish top 6 every year. That's not what Damian Lillard has ever said he's wanted to do. Yep. Damian Lillard has said over and over again, I want to win it all. I want to win a championship. That doesn't mean regular season success. That does not mean making a postseason. That means winning a championship. And that requires moves. It requires hard moves. It requires big moves and bold moves. And it requires a whole lot of ownership of saying, here's how I can be better. These are things we have not seen from Neil Olshey.
No. And this is a side of Damian Lillard we have not seen before. I know that it may lead to his ultimate departure from the Blazers organization if the moves aren't made and it's not satisfactory to Lillard. But damn, I like to see this side of Damian Lillard, though. I like to see this side of him and the assertiveness, because we see when we had Phil Bechner on, we hear the FU nature, there's that attitude, there's that edge.
Yep.
And we see it during games and in moments of games. We're finally seeing a little bit of that as far as how do I push a little bit further to get to that point? Yep. How do I get this team over the edge?
Yep.
503-250-1080. That is a fan text line. We will have more of Damian Lillard's audio, as well as getting it in, including him wanting to be a Blazer for the rest of his career. And I also want to hear your feedback on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. First is Will Darkins with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To be clear and try to get some clarity on it, do you expect to be in a Portland uniform this season?
Yeah, I expect to be.
Damian Lillard breaking up on the Zoom call because technology is awesome. But he expects to be a Blazer this year. And look, he was brutally honest in shooting down the, is he going to request a trade? He said, Henry Abbott of True Hoop said in the coming days, Lillard would be doing that. He said, no,
I will not be.
However, no firm decision on my future, though.
Yep.
In that those, it wasn't like a let's start throwing a parade. It was a shot across the bow at this franchise. You better get your S together. And he was also very clear on something he's been adamant about his entire career, which is he wants to be here and retire here.
Right now, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. What I can say is my intentions and my heart has always been set on being in the Trailblazers uniform for my entire career.
Thanks.
But I think you know, over time, you want to win it all. You know what I'm saying? And I want to win it all in a Trailblazers uniform. But we all have to be making strides toward that.
If you are somewhere where you feel that the people that you're working with aren't pulling in the same direction and trying to get to the same spot, that's frustrating.
Understandably.
And after hearing what's been going on this entire offseason, no wonder mm-hmm. he feels that way.
Yep.
No wonder he would say that.
Yep.
What? And this is a question, legitimate question here. What have the Blazers done this offseason to tell you they are all in, full ass this thing to build a championship contending team?
They leaked, or did not leak, a list of final head coaching options and picked the one with the least experience.
Yeah. And I mean,
from a very basketball perspective, but they also picked the guy that their star named as somebody that he liked.
And this is the thing is like, how many either at best half truths or at worst blatant lies have we heard come out of the organization throughout this process from what list? We don't have a list. BS. Because most of those people on that initial list from Woj were the finalists.
Mm-hmm. And we did an investigation.
A thorough one.
Thorough. Independent.
At best, that's a half truth that it was an independent investigation. At worst, that was a blatant lie all the way through because OPB said, not going to take your word for it. I'm going to look a little bit further. Okay. Finger pointing, placing blame all on one person. Like there, it's been time and time again, every single turn, that the Blazers have given Damian Lillard and every other player on this roster that doesn't have the stature or voice to say the exact damn same thing to make them frustrated.
Yeah.
And the star's finally doing it.
Yep. And this is him, right? We've talked about it. In fact, the sit down that we play was when I was talking to Dame about his leadership and where he gets that from. And Dame being a leader is something that is true to his core, right? It's why we sort of mm-hmm. joke that, like, yes, Kevin Durant has the Olympic experience, but it won't be long before Dame's the leader of this Olympic squad because it's just who he is. It's not an overt leadership style. It's not a forced leadership style, but he is a leader. And I think this is him taking that leadership to the next level and saying, I'm not just going to be a leader in the locker room. I'm going to see if I can be a leader in this franchise. And if I cannot, then that's where the sort of caveats that he put in there today of saying, I have no firm decision. Of course, I've always wanted to retire as a Blazer, but maybe you have to evaluate your goals and where you're at.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from to me.
Man. This is a tumultuous offseason, to say the least. I throw this out here. We're hearing this from the star player of the team. And yesterday, I know Quick was on with primetime Isaac and Suk, and he said the number one priority would be to re-sign Norman Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you if you're Norm at this point, right? Like, that's got to be a legit question because we're hearing the frustrations from Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
And in the boiling over, like, this is the corner that Neil Olshey has backed himself into.
And I think that's why when you wonder if the Blazers, a.k.a. Jody Allen and Burt Cold, will make a move at general manager, you question, I don't think this is the least ideal time to do it because you still have opportunities ahead of you, right? You still have opportunities ahead of you for next season to get better. That includes maybe getting back involved with the draft. I don't know how that's possible, but maybe. That includes free agency. That includes Norman Powell. Mm-hmm. People in this league respect the hell out of Damian Lillard.
Yep.
There's a lot of current players who also want to play for a former player in Chauncey Billups. This is not sunk yet, right? But the question is, based on Neil's handling of the hiring of Chauncey Billups, again, not the fact that he actually hired him, but the handling of the process, based on that, do you and based on what we've heard from Damian Lillard, do you believe that he can navigate those waters? Wasn't there a line in the Becky Hammon thing from Yahoo that was like, we don't know if she can navigate the delicate waters or whatever that horrific line was? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. If you're Jody Allen, if you're Burt Cold, and you want to win a championship, you want to keep your star happy, you now have to place that very question on your general manager. Things are rocky in Rip City.
Mm-hmm.
The star has come out and been straight up with you, with the media, with the fan bases. Ball's in your court. Do you believe that your general manager can navigate this situation to the point where you have the potential to re-sign Norman Powell, where you have the potential to get a free agent in this market to come to Portland? If the answer to that question is yes, you ride with him. If the answer to that question is I'm not sure or no, then it's not the worst time to make a move, is how I personally would view the situation if I were Jody Allen, which I'm obviously not.
There we go. All right. Take a deep breath. Let's just kind of relax for a second. Whew. We will get more of your feedback coming up as we close out the show on this Friday. What a happy Friday. Where's Jody? Where's Burt Cold? If Neil Olshey and Chauncey Billups are coming down to Vegas to meet with Damian Lillard, where are they at? That's a question that I have. Plus your feedback as we wrap up the show. But before that, hey, the Odyssey exclusive stations are curated for rock, country, and hip-hop listeners like you. For music fans, by music fans, check out Troy Hughes' Stadium Anthems, the best tracks to get you amped up from rock and roll and more. Have you thought about your pump-up song yet?
I found it. Through,
what is it?
I unlocked the vault.
Uh-huh.
There was a like random intro from a Nicole C. Mullins album
that was played. Is.
Yep. Small.
Okay.
Smaller like artist. And then for some reason, I cannot remember the situations this was played in, but definitely Santana.
Oh.
Definitely Santana was played at some point, either maybe it was driving to surfing, maybe it was driving to softball or to gymnastics. Santana. So I'm not telling you that's my current pump up song. Uh-huh. I'm telling you the ones from my childhood that are coming back to me.
Yeah.
Those are them.
All right. The surfing makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Download the Odyssey app. Discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app. All right. Woo! We've made it. We're
Woo-hoo!
Here. Thank God. Today was a whole deal.
It was a day, and it's only 3 o'clock.
Man.
If you missed anything, though, don't worry. We will have a full recap of Damian Lillard's press conference. On Coin tonight, 4, 5, 6, 10, 11. Your girl's going to be there.
Word.
So if you missed anything.
4 o'clock?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
you have to be there at 4?
I got to run. I mean, like in 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's intense there. All right. Well, Primetime with Isaac and Suco have you covered too. They're going to be up right after us. They've got all this audio to take a look at. Okay.
Shout out to Will for making their lives easier.
Sup, Will. Ultimately, we heard Damian Lillard say, "My future, I don't know what it. I have no firm decision on my future, but I'm not demanding a trade yet." Neil Olshey, Chauncey Billups are on their way to Las Vegas to talk with Lillard right now, according to Frank Isola of ESPN and the Daily News. But here is the question: how does this thing end? How does it end? And with Lillard and the Blazers.
And that, I think, is it's TBD, you know? I mean, I think Damian Lillard was very forthcoming. He was very fair in assessing where he's at with this organization, where he's at with his own career. And he said things need to be more urgent around here because every single offseason, in fact, you could argue this is maybe the first offseason that Damian Lillard has been sort of selfish and not, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Every other offseason, he has spent getting better for the betterment of the Blazers team. This season, he said, I'm going to distract myself. I'm going to go do something that I've always wanted to do. I'm going to play with Team USA and hopefully bring home a gold medal. And so this is really the first offseason that he said, I need a break. I want to do something for me this offseason. And so I think where we're at with this is that the ball is in the Blazers organization's court, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he has sort of laid down the expectations. He has said things need to be more urgent. That's what he told me to my question. He has said, I've always wanted to be a Blazer, but also things could change.
Get your S together.
Get it together, because this isn't a blind loyalty game.
He said he anticipates himself being in the Blazers uniform this year. That would be a decade in black and red.
It's a long time.
I don't blame him one bit.
No,
I don't blame him one bit. So a lot of developments happening today. Panic in the streets, then not so much panic in the streets, and then it was like a little bit.
Well, you can't forget the heart attack that Will gave people earlier.
Yeah, damn it, Will.
I still feel bad about that, you guys.
I feel bad for the listeners that had that happen to them, but I also feel bad for Will. You got duped, buddy.
I know. I'm really sorry that
you
that
got
happened.
Duped, man. It happens.
Yeah, I got duped. I've been had.
It's okay.
I'm totally open about it because it happens many times to many people on Twitter. And I'm not too mad about that one, because more than anything, I applaud that. That was well played.
It was a good fake.
It was a hell of a fake.
It was a hell of a fake.
I apologize if anybody now needs to go get a triple bypass or anything.
But you were,
I was in
your defense,
Will,
they were probably heading down that way in the first place.
It was really tense this morning. And I'm not saying that it's not still. I understand where Blazers fans are. This is not. Dame has been such a great ambassador for this city, for this team. It's hard to hear him. It's hard to hear him say he's not as happy as everybody wants him to be.
And
right?
Like I said on Twitter, I am living proof anybody can do this job. Anybody.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anybody can do this damn job.
I mean, we have.
But you know what? We want you. We want you, Will Darkin.
God bless you.
We have tried going down the roads of training chimpanzees and orangutans.
That's
and
right.
Then computers. We tried to program those to take over your job, but
didn't work.
Well, it would have been cheaper.
Yeah.
But they still keep me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
So anyway, I apologize to anybody if I scared the living crap out of you.
But we do
apologize for nothing, Darkins.
Well, no, we own our mistakes here at 1080. Remember,
You should all shave this son
of
a bitch.
No,
and you should point the finger at Blazers Argentino or whatever it is.
Look, I don't want to like step on you on this or anything. Mm-hmm. Like you haven't worked here long enough.
Yeah.
We do not own up to mistakes on this station. We deflect all day, baby.
Well,
boom. No,
here we are.
We pulled those pages right out of Neil O'Shea's playbook.
Deflect all day until it's 2:55 on a Friday.
That's proprietary, Sean.
It is proprietary.
Except it wasn't.
All right. Oh, it was. It was not.
It was not proprietary.
We've seen everybody get duped by it. You fall into a line with a long line of illustrious journalists, as Adam Schefter's fallen for that. Peter King's fallen for it. I don't know who else has fallen for it. Those are the only two that I can think of. But Will Darkins is on that list, too. You're on the Mount Rushmore of people who have fallen for the fake Twitter account. That one was verified, though.
Well, but I think what I think they did was they made their profile a screenshot of Shams with the verified thing.
No. They were,
they
in fact, verified.
Yeah,
they were verified.
They were straight up verified.
Oh, they just changed their name.
They just went veneer on my ass.
I have a feeling they're going to lose that verified checkmark after fooling the great Will Darkins.
I hope not. That one was well played, and that was a score on their part.
So good. All right. That'll do it for us.
Thanks for sticking with us today, you guys. It was we thought we were going to have it at 12:30. It was 1:22.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you sticking with us. Get through it together. And now we'll hand you off to Isaac and Souk.
Yeah. I think we got at least one more year of him.
Dame?
Yeah.
I agree.
Or at least the start of one more year.
Oy vey.
All right, prime time is next. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. Raher on the Fan.
They're here.
Isaac's so fired up.
Wow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.